right, folks, you are tuned in to CKUT, and oh my God, what's that behind you?
I'm fooling y'all, man. I was fooling y'all. Those was jokes.
Happy August Fool's Day, everybody. All right, so it is currently 3:03 in the morning on this here August the 26th. It is actually and in actual fact the final Friday of the summer. And you all can go ahead and pretend, those of you in denial can pretend like those first three calendar weeks of September, are somehow leftovers of summer. But I'd say those leftovers is cold, right? I remember last year trying to squeeze in a week of pool usage in the backyard right after Labor Day, and boy, did we regret that. All right. But more importantly, yeah, 3:03, well, 3:04 now. That took a while. On a Friday, and you're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's another episode of Listen. Did you smell something? And here we go. We just finished hearing Dennis Coffey with Scorpio, which reminds me of a promise I broke to myself long, long ago to make myself a fresh cup. I'm going to take care of that. We had Billy Preston with Out of Space. We had The Counts, again, with What's Up Front That Counts. We had some Tower of Power. That's right, Tower of Power. I'm going to get every penny I can out of this pop filter. No, seriously, Tower of Power, What Is Hip? And finally, Giancarlo Gazzani with Under Drama. And I know all you tech wizards are out there laughing at me right now, going, he's got an external pop filter like some kind of amateur. Yeah, well, you know, do you have a boom that clips onto your desk at home? I think, yeah, probably you do. But still, why are you picking on me? All right, I'm your friend. We're all here, CKUT 90.3. It's a common effort. Come on, come on, come on. Speaking of a common thing, it's common every week, without fail. And that's a Curtis Mayfield song. Noticing the hour, I'm noticing that it's perfect time. So let's go ahead. We'll be back right here on CKUT.
Get down. Get down, baby, to the funky, funky,
3:16 in the morning. It is stone cold o'clock, and you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. And why not believe in us? So, folks, we just finished hearing a small block of tracks there just to get us into the final happening of the show, which is, of course, the soundtrack of the week. But first, let's check out some names here of songs here. And by the way, it's no longer Stone Cold O'Clock, so that hour has passed. Those of you that were looking for two beer cans to smash together, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait 12 hours. You're going to have to wait 11 hours and 59 minutes to get that opportunity again. All right, so we just finished hearing Curtis Mayfield with Get Down. We had Lynn Tate with Out on a Funky Trip. And finally, we had the Pointer Sisters off of the Car Wash soundtrack with You Got to Believe. So with that having been expressed, we are going to hit you all with Tough Guys. That's right, it's the soundtrack from Three Tough Guys, brought to you by Isaac Hayes. Great stuff, legendary even. And here it comes, first the trailer, who else but CKUT 90.3.
Preacher man, policeman, working together. They both can fight, the black and white and the tough guys.
There's a new mean game in town. And it's played by three tough guys. One of them is Isaac Hayes. He's got a new beat, beating heads of big city hoods. Another one is Fred Williamson, a dude in leather. They don't call him Snake for nothing. Then there's Lino Ventura as Father Charlie, an ex-con turned preacher man. They're three tough guys with their own kind of mean game. And it's easy to tell the winners from the losers, cause the losers ain't playing no more.
Three tough guys.
Three tough guys from Paramount Pictures, in color, rated PG, all ages parental guidance. Three tough guys. Black Moses, the Hammer, the Preacher Man. Tough enough for you.
Thank you.
Rightio. It is 3:35 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. That was side A of Tough Guys, which is in fact the true title to that soundtrack. So rather than referring to it for years as I have as the soundtrack to Three Tough Guys, no, in fact, this is Tough Guys, music from the soundtrack of the Paramount release Three Tough Guys. If you really want to break it down right. All right. So what do we have? We had the title theme. Randolph and Dearborn. The Red Rooster, which surely will find itself in the Logic Johnson personal all-time top 30 tracks for me to play. And then we had Joe Bell. Talk to Joe. Joe will know. I don't know what he'll know because only Joe will know. All right, so the second half, and then we'll just go ahead and close out the show. So now at 3:36, we'll go ahead and hit you with the second half of Tough Guys, brought to you by the late, great, Scientology notwithstanding, Isaac Hayes, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. Y'all are beautiful. Check it out. there's your soundtrack right there. So, thus marks the conclusion of yet another episode of Listen to Smell Something Right Here on CKUT 90.3. I am Logic Johnson. I have been and shall continue to be. Thanks for being with us. That was Tough Guys. Of course, the soundtrack from Three Tough Guys, brought to you by Isaac Hayes. What did we have on those last few tracks? Here we go. We had Hung Up on My Baby, Kidnapped, Run, Faye, Run, Funds Oh Plenty, and the end theme. And that's that. So, hope y'all enjoyed it. Just because I was watching Kill Bill Volume 2 last night, y'all had to then listen to. That's how deep my planning process goes here on the show. So everybody here is freaking beautiful. I'm going to hit you all with the closing hip-hop track here, which will be Ninth Wonder and Slum Village. Well, let me just restate that. Slum Village on a remix produced by Ninth Wonder with The Look of Love. And then coming right up next will be Survivor's Corner, so y'all catch that as well. Keep your ears and your eyes, but especially your nose, wide open. Bye.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Fonte, a.k.a. Fontigolo, the Rap Gigolo. And right now I'm chilling with my man's Ninth Wonder on the Fly-Ass Remix CD. Ninth invented the remix. Let's get it, y'all. All
right. What is the look of? It got something to do with being the man and handling your biz. What love got to do with it? SSV, it's all bullshit. Yo, you know what love is. Say it with me one time.
You know what love
SB
is.
SB on some love shit.
You know what love
FC
is.
FC on some love shit.
You know what love
to
is.
To the bitches that love dick and masturbate. No need for that. I get down with rap. Just say words, y'all. Words. When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. I never take a serious bitch. I laugh at you. For the simple fact, I ain't known you a week. And the first day I met you, I smacked your ass cheeks. I mean, I ain't saying there's something wrong with that. It's all good. Yeah, give me some dap, I mean, just fooling, but yo, what you expect me to do for you? If you ain't signing my check or writing my clothes or rocking my shows or buying my clothes or something. Yo, again, when you say you love me, it don't matter if you ain't trying to make my bank account fatter. Word up, yo, what is the look of? It got something to do with being the man and handling your biz. What love got to do with it? SSB, it's all bullshit. Yo, you know what love is.
Koreans on some love tip. Yo.
You know what love is.
Asses on some love tip.
You know what love is.
It's like, girl, I mean goodness gracious. Thinking about taking you back to a place and thinking about doing some things like relations where we just do it, keep doing it. So, lady, what's up? Just tell me if you're cool with this. I can do things you never dreamed with the clitoris. Like, spark some action and handle my business. Don't try to front up what love got to do with this. Can't two adults have a mutual agreement? Can't a couple not be in love and be intimate? I told you before that I ain't no gentleman. Don't care what you say, girl, I'm just staying simple.
Yo, what is the look of? It got something to do with all. Being the man and handling your biz. What love got to do with it? SSV, it's all bullshit. Yo, you know what love is. Say you with me, bro.
You know what love is. You know what love is.
You know the motorbike. Had to bathe out of a damn pot. What you know about scuffing in the lot? In the D, all my niggas be gripping the deck. Why these rapping at it, niggas be talking that shit? What can I do for you? You know you in trouble, I'm out of this. Cause I mastered the astro, act slow if you want. I wrote a scroll on the world, so they won't front. What can I do for you, even if you ask me?
What is the look of?
Something that your stupid ass is made of.
That?
What? Being a woman and had to think your biz. What love got to do with it? Ask SV, it's all bullshit.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Survivor's Corner, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Manners and respect to everyone out there who's surviving and keep on surviving.
This is Sweets, and you're tuned in to Survivor's Corner, G-Flex, CKUT 90.3 FM. Yeah,
c'est ça sur CKUT 90.3 FM avec mon ami G-Flex. Dans le coin de COV, rejoignez-nous.
Yes, Montreal. Yes to the world. Welcome to another episode of Survivor's Corner, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is your host, G-Flex, and I'll be bringing you straight up until 7 o'clock, where the morning detour will give you the news, the reviews, and all the interviews. Massive. Please take it easy on the road, because speed is a factor. Tonight, we have a special broadcast for you. Yes, it is a rebroadcast of the historical moment that took place over there in Martin Luther King Park, formerly known as Kent Park. So, Massive, kick back, open your cerebellum, and enjoy what I have in store for you. Manners and G-Flex respect. Man like Brian Cutler, big